Genesis chapter 35, Jacob is 21 years older. He's been tricked by life. He's wrestled with God. He's limping. The Bible says his hip is out of socket. So the first time he goes to Bethel in Genesis chapter 28, he's running from Esau. But when he comes back to Bethel in Genesis 35, he's limping from what he's been through in his life. You see, Bethel is a place of what? Remembrance. But it's also a place of revelation. Because it was there, in the middle of nowhere. Here's the revelation. Jacob went back to Bethel, place where he had been 21 years earlier, running for his life. He goes back to Bethel. Listen to what he says in Genesis 35, verse 3. Come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone. In Genesis 28, Jacob said, the Lord is in this place. But now Jacob has journeyed full circle, and he realizes God wasn't just in that place. He was with me in that place, and that place, and that place, and that place, and that he's been with me. The presence of God is not a place, it's a person. It's portable. He's with you wherever you go. That's why Jesus was called Emmanuel, God with us. Jacob says, I see it now. I see it now. My eyes are open. I've been through some things. I've had some blessings. I've fought some battles, but God was with me in the middle of my misery. God was with me in the middle of my sin. What happens when God shows up in the middle of nowhere? In the middle of my trouble. It says he's a very present help in the time of trouble. When God shows up in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of hopelessness, in the middle of hurt, in the middle of doctor reports, in the middle of failed marriages, in the middle of relational corruption and dysfunction, when God shows up in the middle of nowhere, you open your eyes to see he is now